minutes are in the books here at Mosaic Stadium in the 2019 CFL Western Final. And your scores, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 11, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders 4. The winner of this game will move on to Calgary next Sunday night to take on the Hamilton Tiger Cats. In Grey Cup 107, the Ticats beat the Edmonton Eskimos by a score of 36-16 earlier this afternoon. I'm Mitchell Blair. Rob Vanstone from the Leader Post will join me in just a moment. This segment of the halftime show for the Salford Group, the Wireless Age, your Sasktel authorized dealer, Engelheim Charter, and Redhead Equipment. It is 11-4 for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Rob Vanstone. But as I said to Derek Taylor when I came in to the booth, in the first 2 weeks of the regular season, I can see a team screwing up when it comes to what they want to do in the last 30 seconds of play. Not the last 2 weeks. We saw this get botched against the Eskimos a couple of weeks ago, and the Riders blew a grand opportunity to get a Brett Lowther field goal opportunity at the end of the first half. You cannot be making those mistakes at this time of the season.
Yeah, that they did, and they've had issues toward the end of the first half throughout the year when it comes to timeouts, not calling timeouts, that little things, especially in games of this magnitude, can really come back to burn you, and I just wonder about all sorts of things. Even giving Winnipeg the point there at the end of the first half, the way these teams played, these games are so close.
That's a Winnipeg mistake, because Winnipeg could have taken that penalty. Oh, I see where you're coming from. Okay.
You know, they're just not mentally sharp. They're not on top of things. And all that being said, so many things have gone wrong for this football team, and they're within a converted touchdown at halftime. And this is a team that generally, over the course of the year, has found its way as the game has evolved. So they're in decent shape when you consider the damage that could have been done if Winnipeg had been able to pounce on some of the mistakes the Riders have made to a greater extent.
I was just going to say, it's 11-4, and that's not great if you're a Rider fan, but it could be a lot worse.
It really could, and I guess you got to give some credit to the defense. The William Powell fumble early, they held Winnipeg to a field goal in that situation. There was that one drive, the bomb to Darvin Adams, the touchdown toss to Kenny Lawler. Obviously, that was 107-yard touchdown drive isn't a reason to dispense plaudits to the defense, but by and large, the defense has kept this team within striking distance, and you've seen that one spasm from the Rider offense that resulted in the 13-yard field goal by Brett Lowther, but at least Cody Fajardo seemed to get on track on that drive. He's shown there's no ill effects from the oblique injury, at least as far as throwing the ball. We're still not sure if he can or will run.
Well, you talk about that. Rider fans, you can sit there and complain about the officiating all you want. They got a huge break on the Cody Fajardo was at least a half yard over the line of scrimmage. They gave him the ball at the 12-yard line. I don't know how they managed to do that, if the spot was correct. But Cody could have run with football there, and he didn't. I think that, as you said, Cody, who was 12 of 18 for 163 at the half, Cody Fajardo-like numbers. He's not having a problem throwing the football, but he doesn't seem to want to run the football. And I thought, you know what, throwing and twisting that oblique muscle, I was wondering about the passes and if he'd run more. But it looks like it's the other way around.
And what does it take away from the Rough Rider offense where they've lost that element, or seem to have lost that element of Cody Fajardo running? The run-pass option has been so crucial for them this season, and that would also allow William Powell to be more effective. And over the course of 3.5 games against the Bombers this year, they haven't been able to get William Powell on track. He had that nice run right before halftime, but before that he only had 12 yards and 103 yards in the first three meetings of these two teams. So if Cody Fajardo's mobility is going to be impeded and they're going to have to be able to run the ball in a playoff game, you've got to find a way to get William Powell on track, and I'm just not sure that's possible today.
Rob, I've had a couple people on Twitter ask me today, is this moment too big for this young football team? I don't know if that's the case or not. They certainly don't look like the Riders that we expect. It is the Western Final, but again, they're only 7 points down. It's not like this game is over as we go to the final 30 minutes.
No, that's the thing I think that Rough Rider fans can derive some reassurance from. As I mentioned earlier, this could be really ugly if the Bombers have been able to make a few more plays and really put the Rough Riders on their heels. As it stands, it's a one-possession football game with 30 minutes to play. The Riders are at home, and it looks like Cody Fajardo is getting on track throwing the ball. So it would seem to be, the Riders seem to have weathered the storm to a degree, but they've got to get some offense going. And I mean, 4 points at halftime when you've got the West Division's most outstanding player, that's just not going to cut it.
The Bombers had their offense going. Zach Kolaros, a deep pass to Dembski. He was offside. The deep pass to Adams, which led to the deep pass to Lawler for the touchdown. Is the Rider fans' worst nightmare coming true here with Zach Kolaros? Because I'll be the first to admit, I didn't think Zach Kolaros would do this today.
No, I mean, I didn't think he would be at this point. I don't think a lot of people did. So you have to applaud Zach Kolaros, especially in his time with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. He hasn't had any gimmies. He's played the Calgary Stampeders twice, and now he's in the West Division final at Mosaic Stadium, and he's taken some hits, and hits that I think a lot of people assumed would knock him out of a game at some point. But he stood in there and made some nice throws, and I'm surprised that the Bombers haven't really gone with the two-headed quarterback to more of an extent. When they did bring Chris Streveler in, it was second and two, and they had him throw. There was so much hype about that coming into the game, but the Bombers appear to have mothballed that, whether that's by design or whether Chris Streveler's foot is bothering him.
Well, we also heard that Isaac Harker and Brian Bennett were going to get reps too, and we haven't seen that as well as coach speak continues. Rob, the Bombers are going to get the ball to start the second half. I realize this is a captain obvious type statement, but I think it's imperative that the Riders stop the Bombers, get the ball back, and try to continue on with some of that momentum that they were building on at the end of the first half.
They really do, and get this crowd involved and make life difficult for the Bombers. And there's lots of opportunities. They've been a very good team this year when things have been tight. They've pulled out a lot of games in the latter minutes, and they've done that against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers this year. So they've got that to draw upon, and they do have a lot of veteran leaders on this team, I think, can help them through it.
Rob, it's our last broadcast of the year. Thank you very much for your assistance at halftime this year. Hope the book sales are going well. Thanks for the time.
Oh, thank you for your time, Mitch. I appreciate it. Take
All
care.
Right, that is Rob Vanstone from the Regina Leader Post. As mentioned, your score at the half, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 11, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders 4. We'll have more in the halftime show for you when we come back. You are listening to the Rough Rider, the Cooperator Rough Rider Radio Network. With you at Mosaic Stadium, where the Saskatchewan Rough Riders have a 7-point deficit at the half. They trail the Bombers 11-4. This segment of the halftime show for Vaterstad, Bayer Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, your Saskatchewan Party Caucus, and Degelman Industries. It is time for the halftime rewind for Shepherd Realty, providing premium farm, ranch, and acreage real estate services in Saskatchewan. Call 306-352-1866. How'd we get to where we are? Well, here's Derek Taylor.
They'll run it with Powell. Powell made a man miss at the 34-yard line. Fumble ball to the ground, and lots of Bombers are on it. A 32-yard field goal attempt for Justin Medlock, the best kicker in the league this season. It is up, and the kick is good. They lead the Riders 3-1. Kolaros pumps. He throws Darvin Adams, has a couple of steps at the 30. Darvin's on the run, 50, 55. If Marshall doesn't get him, and he does, fortunately, yeah. From the 3 to the 46, a 61-yard gain for Darvin Adams.
Well, I'm not sure.
Blocking the passer.
And 15 more. Kolaros has time. He's going for Bailey in the end zone. Easy touchdown.
It's too easy against the secondary for the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
Brent Lowther now with the field goal. High snap, 13-yard field goal is up and good. 2:20 remains in the second quarter. Riders now down 10-4. Four-man rushes. He drops a fumble. That ball's on the ground. Stripped by A.C. Leonard. It came out of Kolaros' hand thanks to A.C. Leonard. That'll be a sack and a forced fumble. You got to get another play off to get a field goal attempt. The snap, they're not going to get a field goal attempt. Fajardo guns for Naaman, caught at the 40. And that would have been in perfect field goal range, but there are zeros on the clock.
That's horrible clock management by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
The score at half, the Riders trailing 11-4, but they showed some signs of life in that second quarter.
So as the clock hits 5 o'clock in Saskatchewan, Rider Nation wonders if the clock is hitting midnight on their football team as they trail at 11-4 at the half. Taking a look at some of the halftime numbers, Cody Fajardo, 12 of 18 for 163 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. William Powell, 5 carries for 27 yards. Roosevelt, 5 for 80. Evans, 3 for 36. Kyran Morris caught 2 passes for 30 yards. Corey Watson, 2 for 17. Taking a look at the Bomber numbers, Zach Kolaros, 9 of 13 for 148 yards and a touchdown. Andrew Harris has been kept in check, 6 carries for 27 yards. Catching the ball, Darvin Adams, three catches for 85 yards. Kenny Lawler, 2 for 35 and a touchdown. Wolitarski, 1 for 10. Bailey, 1 for 10. Dembski, 1 for 5. And Andrew Harris, 1 for 3. So the Winnipeg Blue Bombers came in and they ruined the Riders' season last year, winning the Western semifinal. They'd love to come in here and do it again, but the Riders have other ideas. Winnipeg will get the ball to start the second half. Derek Taylor and Luke Mullender will bring it all for you when we come back. Your score, the Bombers 11, the Riders 4. You are listening to the Cooperators Rider Radio Network.